Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the U.S. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He is a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. I am Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And I'm Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Today's show topic: I love my kids, but I hate what childbirth has done to my once beautiful, fit body. In one unscientific survey conducted by the Today Show Mom Survey, of the 3,000 people surveyed, 31% of moms hated their bodies. Almost two-thirds of women said they worry that their partners doesn't like their body. And two-thirds of moms also said images of Hollywood moms looking super fit after having a baby makes them feel worse about themselves. Our guest today is IT professional Manasa Reddy, who lives in Atlanta, Georgia. Manasa works full-time and is a first-time mother to a 20-month-old baby boy. Manasa was very overweight when she first signed up for Armageddon Weight Loss. Utilizing Armageddon Weight Loss, Manasa became an Armageddon Weight Loss success story. But it didn't end there, folks. She had a body with beautiful arms, very toned legs, shoulders, and a perfect flat stomach. She looked awesome and beautiful. Then she got pregnant. And not to say being pregnant is not beautiful, because it is. However, ladies, as you know the story of losing your once fit body that never returns when you get pregnant, I've spoken to so many women who, on one hand, had never regretted having kids, but are totally depressed about how their body looks post-pregnancy. And I'm just not talking about 2 years after. I'm talking 5, 10, 15 years later. They've never seemed to be able to get back that beautiful body that they once had. In one story that I read online recently, one woman stated, "My stomach and chest are completely ruined. When I take off my clothes, I feel like I'm disgusting and I can't look at myself. My stomach has a lot of extra skin and flap over in weird ways. I get very depressed when I think about how my body used to look before I got pregnant. I don't want a supermodel body. All I want is a normal body. I just want my normal body back." In another article on a website called Community Baby Center, another woman stated, "I'm just so disgusted with my body. I don't want anyone to ever see it. I'll never be able to wear a bikini ever again, let alone shorts. I don't want to have sex and I don't feel attractive. I'm just really upset with my appearance. I keep telling myself maybe things will get better with time, but at this moment, it's clearly hard for me to look in the mirror. I wouldn't trade in my baby for anything in the world, but the pregnancy has damaged my body in a way that I did not expect it." Ladies, does this sound familiar? So today we're going to have a chat with IT professional Manasa Reddy, who has done it all. She was very overweight, then she lost weight, then she got pregnant. Then she gained quite a bit of weight during the pregnancy, and then after pregnancy, she was carrying quite a bit more. Today, Manasa is going to share her story with you so that you can understand that there's hope for you, whether you're 20 months post-pregnancy, 2 years post-pregnancy, or 20 years post-pregnancy, because sometime when you gain that weight, you never quite tend to get it back off. You never get back there. So is there hope? Or are you just doomed to have that body that you're not very happy with and just decide you're going to have septins instead. So Manasa, welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
So folks, you really need to check out Manasa's before picture to appreciate how overweight Manasa was before she started Armageddon Weight Loss Program. Manasa has admitted to us that she tried many other programs to lose weight over the years, including expensive prepackaged meals, taking Zumba classes, fitness classes, cardio classes, spin classes, all at her local gym. She even tried two different types of weight loss drugs, including taking laxatives. I know she's sort of a little bit embarrassed by that, but, you know, that's part of what she tried along the way. But, you know, she certainly didn't get where she needed to go. So, Manasa, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, one of the popular programs that you tried, which was a prepackaged meal program that you see on TV every day being promoted by that woman. I won't say her first name there. I'll just say the Osmond girl with that prepackaged meal that's all over the TV. The one that claims that if you order right now, you'll lose that fast 5 pounds. You know, that is such a joke because you always lose the first 5 to 15 pounds real fast. Most people know that already, so I don't know why they're still falling for this, but they still do because that program is still selling a lot. So, Manasa, how did that work out for you trying that program?
Yeah, so when I bought the program, I was very excited, and it was very convenient for sure because they prepackage your meals and you don't really have to cook or do anything. So I did lose like the first 5-10 pounds in about a month. But what I saw after I lost that weight, and, you know, obviously I couldn't live on that food my entire life. So I had to, you know, change my food options after that. So when I started cooking myself and I quit the program, I eventually gained more weight than I used to be before. So that did not work for me at all. I mean, it was just a waste of money is what I thought.
You hear that a lot, especially about that kind of program. I got to ask you a question real fast, because when I've seen those commercials, the food doesn't look really that appealing. just as opposed to like natural food and real food that you eat.
Exactly. I mean, you got it right, Jennifer. So the food, it doesn't taste real. It's definitely not organic, and it's all processed. So you can feel the difference from the real food versus the food that you get in those packaged boxes.
Oh, come on. You get to eat the fiber, the packaging at the end of it to get your extra fiber, right?
Some paper.
If you're a goat, that works, I guess. So basically what you lost was a boatload of money, it sounds like. So then you moved on and you decide you're going to try Zumba classes to dance your way to success. And how did that work out for you, lady?
So, well, I was working out, regularly in the gym, at the same time taking the Zumba spin and the other classes they had at the, the fitness center. I kind of lost a bit, like 3 or 4 pounds, but again, I was not, like, following a good nutrition. I mean, I knew nothing about I know junk food is going to gain me weight, but at the same time, I did not know, like, you know what, how to eat healthy, and I did not know anything about eating a balanced meal. So, obviously, I was not losing the weight that I wanted to. It was just, like, 3 or 4 pounds, and that was it. I mean, I couldn't lose more than that.
Oh, come on. In between all that dancing you were doing, weren't they like teaching you nutrition science? Wasn't the registered dietitian coming around while she was pedaling on that bicycle and giving you a meal plan and sit down and educate you? That wasn't happening?
We did not have that part, Bruce, actually.
Really? Oh, we come on. Not. Jennifer, aren't you a little disappointed?
Who are they hiring these days to teach these classes?
Damn it.
But there were some plans that I looked online, like the GM diet and, you know, the other diet plans that I tried following from the others who used to practice online, but none of them worked for me. So me being an Indian, like, obviously I cannot eat the American food all my life, right? So it was challenging. Maybe I used to follow that for like a couple of weeks or a couple of months, but after that I was sick and tired and I used to switch back to Indian, and that's when I started gaining weight again.
Well, you want to hear something funny? Is I want you to tell people about what the GM diet is about. GM is in General Motors. Okay, folks, the guys who make cars, they have a diet. Seriously, it was developed by their engineers, right? And this is huge in India, isn't it? I understand it's really huge there. Tell my audience a little bit about the GM diet.
So do you want me to tell, like, you know, what they ask you to eat every day?
Oh, yeah. I want to know what the GM diet is all about.
Okay, first of all, I think it's been more than 5 years since I tried the GM diet plan. I think the day one, you're supposed to be eating only fruits. Day two, you're supposed to be eating only vegetables. Day three, you can eat like vegetables and fruits. Day four, I think it was bananas and tomatoes to get the potassium. Day five, you can eat a little bit of meat with some vegetables, and you know, it was just like that. I don't remember the last day. It was similar. I mean, where you can just eat some meat and vegetables, but that was it.
Well,
so you lose,
you know,
all the water weight when you do that. I mean, you'll be starving so much that it'll cause some fatigue, and you'll be all depressed end of the day that you haven't eaten much.
See, folks, that's what happened when the guys who make cars decide to make your meal plan. Well, let's just make it up as we go. So you didn't just stop there, though. You moved on and tried other things beyond the spin classes. You decided, you know what? I'm going to try me some laxative. How did that work out for you? Never mind. I don't want you to answer that. So in the end, no, I don't want you to answer that. Okay.
Well, I'm proud of myself because, you know, I didn't want to leave any stone unturned when it came to weight loss. I tried everything. I tried each and every program to get rid of my extra weight. So, yes, I did try laxatives, and it only gave me side effects. Like, I had some hormonal issues after that. Well, it was easy to lose again first couple of pounds, but after that I just kept gaining more and more weight, and I could see some changes in my health as well. So that was a big no-no for me. I just like threw all that out in a month, and you know, made sure that I'm never using them again.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in the end, you decide to try Armageddon weight loss. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Manasa Reddy, IT professional and mother to new 20-month-old baby boy.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne, and I'm your host. Today's show topic is, I love my kids, but I hate what childbirth has done to my beautiful, once-fit body. And so today, our guest is Manasa Reddy, IT professional and new mother to a 20-month-old baby boy. And she's just going through and telling us her story about her gaining all this weight before. And she has an interesting story because first she gained a bunch of weight and she was really overweight. This is before pregnancy. And then she got pregnant. And then she gained back all the weight she lost. And then that's where we're going to leave off for right now, folks. So let's just pick up where we left off. So Manas, in the last segment here, you were talking about all the products that you tried along the way. So I wanted you, and then you sort of told the audience like what you know, and how you ended up on your journey with Armageddon weight loss to finally lose the weight post-pregnancy. So here's a funny story about a woman that worked at your job who tried our program before, but she basically bought the program, but she didn't actually follow it. You know, a lot of people buy programs or sign a gym membership, but they never go. So you told me that you actually, when you were thinking about, you know, weight loss, because like you said in the last segment, you left no stone unturned. So you approach this woman and you say, hey, you know, does that program work? That Armageddon weight loss program, does it work? And tell us about the story with that.
Yeah, so I met one of these ladies in the gym, and I asked her what she feels about the program. She was, using this program for, I think, close to 3 or 4 months by then, but she did not, like, see, a much difference, like, as she was expecting. And I did not ask her as to if she was religiously following the program. So I just asked her what she did wrong, but she was like, I don't know, I've been following everything to the T, but I still don't see any results. And for me, it was a little scary, but I mean, though I did trust the program, I was like, I think I should give it a thought. I mean, I don't know if I'm still going to lose weight with this program, but I also made a promise to myself that I'm just going to follow it and be very dedicated to it. And if there are no results, then I'll quit this program. But once I started actually following the program to the T, I could see the results, and I was more than happy.
Well, you know, this is part of the issue. Armageddon was developed by a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and athletes combined. So it's very scientific and evidence-based driven. So if you think of 1 + 1 = 2, when you do something, you know, the calculation is you're gonna get the results. So it's the first program of its kind that if you follow the instructions, you absolutely must lose weight. It literally scientifically impossible not to lose weight with our program. And you can read up about it on our website as to why the science points to that. I mean, we're not just making this up as a gimmick. It literally scientifically impossible for that to happen. But at the same token, if you don't follow the instructions, if somebody says to drive to the left-hand side so you don't drive off the cliff and you drive to the right, well, you're never going to get there unless you, for those are people who are here on 285 in Atlanta, if you kept on driving around in circles, eventually, you know, the 285 is a loop. And the first day I got to Atlanta, I didn't know that. So I kept on driving. And every time I'd ask people, well, how do you actually, you know, get back to the destination I came from? They'd say, kept on telling me, keep driving forward. And of course, I'm very logical. So I'm going, if I keep going forward, I'm going to be going away from my target. But that's a whole other story for insider story for those people who are familiar with 285, the freeway here in Atlanta. So why did you decide to lose weight, Vanessa?
So I've always been physically active since childhood. And about the time when I got my first job, that was when I was 24, 25 years. I was really stressed with all the amount of work that I had, and I did not have much time for my fitness, so I was not hitting gym or like doing anything that involved any physical activity. So I just started gaining a lot of weight, and I was not had a very bad nutrition back then. So I started gaining weight rapidly, and in a span of about 6 or 7 months, I had gained about 25 pounds. That's when I got married, you know, when I was 25. After gaining that 25 pounds, I got married, and then I just wanted to lose all that extra weight because I was not feeling healthy from within, and I knew that, you know, I cannot live fat for a long time. So I just wanted to get rid of the bad weight that I had in me.
What, you know, when you're overweight, you kind of hate everything about yourself. But what, for you personally, what were some of your troubled areas of your body that you wanted to improve?
Yeah, overall, I wanted to lose weight. But me being a pear-shaped body, I have a pear-shaped body. So I wanted to focus more on my lower body.
On your lower body? So you didn't like,
yeah,
you didn't like your legs? And your,
yes, I didn't want my legs and my butt. So I wanted to lose weight in the lower part of my body.
And so before you lost the weight, how did you feel about yourself?
So there was one doctor visit that I had gone to, and then the doctor had told me that my cholesterol level is like 1 or 2 points more than normal, and me being just 26 is something that I did not want to hear, you know. You know, when you're in 20s, you don't want to know that your cholesterol is going up. That's one thing very saddening. So I told myself that, you know, this is not going to continue long, and I have to lose all the weight and get back physically active again.
So you saw your health starting to, you know, your weight gain was affecting your health.
Yes, definitely.
And did you feel confident about how you look?
Not really. I was, wearing all the clothes, you know, baggy clothes that would cover all my extra weight. So obviously I was not feeling as confident that I am now.
And what about how attractive you felt? You know, your newly married woman there, how attractive were you feeling?
Yeah, my friends and my family knew I wasn't that overweight before, but the friends and family that I met after I got married to my husband always referred to me as a fat person in the pictures or like anywhere they saw me. So that was something that I could not tolerate because I knew that was not me. Because I knew how I was before, and I know I can get better. So I just wanted to prove myself by losing weight and telling that, no, I'm not the fat person.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
That'll
motivate
hurtful.
You.
Yeah, I don't think people should be hurtful in order for you to be healthy. But once you lost the weight, did you get a lot of compliments? How do you feel?
Of course. I mean, every person in my office building, and when I posted my pictures on Facebook, some of them did not even believe. I mean, they thought it was more of the Photoshop or editing that, you know, made me look thin. But when they actually really saw me, they were like all overwhelmed and asked me about how I achieved my weight loss. So that was very, I felt very confident about myself when I got all the compliments, and I started wearing the clothes that I always wanted to. I could fit into my skinny jeans, you know, that I used to use back in school. So it felt very good. I mean, I just felt more stronger and active later and after losing weight. So definitely I started feeling good about myself. And when I went to my next doctor visit, I saw that, you know, everything is normal with me. And my BMI rate has also gone down to be normal. So that was one thing, again, I felt proud about myself.
So I'm going to ask you a personal question here. What's your favorite body part or your results you're most proud of?
My arms.
Oh, look at you. Guns.
Yeah, I can do dips with more than what my husband weighs, so obviously.
Whoa.
Yes, folks, let me tell you what she means by this. A dip is when if you had a bench and you're kind of leaned up against it and you put both of your arms so that they're kind of stabilizing your weight, and then you drop your butt down. You may have seen people do that, and then you push up with your arms and it builds your tricep. Well, Monica can pile on 5 45-pound plates on her lap and do it.
That's impressive, girl.
Yeah, she is no joke. Yeah, so that's more than her husband weighs for sure. So you're from India. What did your friends think about your weight loss when you went back to India?
The first time I had gone, since I told you that I only had that bad weight, I was only overweight for like 2 or 3 years. Before that, I was okay. I mean, I wasn't overweight, but at the same time, I was obviously not as toned or as fit as I looked, you know, after I lost all the weight. So when I went to one of these weddings where all my friends and family actually saw me, they were like really surprised, and they all thought like eating American junk food would only you know, make you gain more weight. So they were surprised as to how I lost the weight, you know, how I turned out to be the opposite of it. And they wanted me to give them tips and wanted me to be their mentor. And some of them who did not know, like the family members who didn't know that I was married, they were actually asking if my parents were looking out for any groom. So
they're getting ready to marry you off, huh?
India, right? So
they're getting ready to marry you off already. You're like, wait, I'm taken already. Oh, I don't know. He's not here right now.
Yeah, my husband, when he heard that, he was like all... He didn't want to leave me alone. He was just like tagging wherever I was going in the wedding.
That's right. See, folks, we not only get you fit enough, we make your spouse jealous, so they'll pay more attention to you. Well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Monica Reddy.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Turn down for what?
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I am your host, Bruce Wayne. Our guest today is Monica Reddy, IT professional and mother to a 20-month-year-old baby boy. Today's show topic is, I love my kids, but I hate what childbirth has done to my once beautiful body. So Monica has a very interesting story. She was overweight, she lost the weight, then she got pregnant, and then she gained the weight back, and then, well... she had to lose the weight all over again. So we're here with Monica, and we're going to continue our conversation. So one of the things that I want to talk about here, Monica, is your success was so impressive that your picture has been the most stolen picture from our website. In fact, your picture has been used by numerous rogue companies to sell weight loss products in India and in the United States. Even though you did not use these programs or these products, your picture is still associated with them. And believe me, we tried for months to get your pictures removed from the Facebook websites where a lot of these companies were posting their illegal products and supplement with your face on it. So you're famous for selling a whole bunch of gimmicks and fads and, you know, probably the GM diet too. even though you didn't use any of those programs, you actually used Armageddon Weight Loss to get your results. How do you feel about this?
Well, I feel very sick when I first heard about, like, from one of my friends. that he saw, like, on one of the movie the Indian movie websites. So I was, like, shocked because he sent me a snapshot and it said Rani lost 25 pounds. I was like, who is Rani? And then why are they posting my picture, you know? And then in a span of, like, 2 or 3 months, at least 30 or 40 of my friends on Facebook have, like, messaged me telling me that, you know, they've seen my picture on these Indian websites. And I was obviously not having fun, and I tried chasing them all down. And fortunately, I was there in India, so it was easier for me to get to them, chase them down, since we were on the same time zone. So I did not feel very good about it because obviously, you know, the information was very misleading. And even if somebody has got inspired by looking at the story that they posted, it wasn't true. I mean, again, I was just advertising some random laxatives and some random diet plans, which I knew that when people would follow, it's just going to end up, they're going to end up nowhere.
So, yes, and you did talk about using laxative earlier, so you know that them things don't work.
Yes. So there was one particular laxative company located in Bangalore. I tried calling them, and they did not want to take the blame, so they were like blaming someone else, some other third-party company, that they gave my pictures to them. So it was very difficult for me to chase them down and like tell them not to post my pictures. But again, I mean, I still hear about it once in a while, but it isn't as frequent as it used to be, like last year.
But it's still out there. You're still selling products.
Yes, but yeah, all I wanted to say is Armageddon Weight Loss Program is the only program that, you know, I found to lose weight, not anything else.
Awesome. So what did your husband think about your weight loss success?
For him, well, he is very proud of me, and he always supports me, and, you know, he's very supportive. I mean, this program, it obviously needs your time and your dedication, and you need to be, you know, in the gym and have to do all the fitness routine regularly. So all that would need the dedication, and sometimes it might get frustrating for the other person who wants to spend time. So he was, like, still very supportive, and he was very happy about when he saw the results, when he saw me losing weight, and when he started getting compliments too about my weight loss. He felt very proud of me, and he has always been supportive of that.
Well, Jennifer, take a look at her before picture and after picture there. Folks, if you haven't seen the picture, go to ArmageddonWorld.com or Armageddon Weight Loss and click on the testimonial page, and you'll find Monica's pictures, and you'll see that she has an incredibly flat stomach. When you compare where she was in her before and where she is in her after, what do you think, Jennifer?
I would never recognize you. I would never know that the two people are the same. You look like a completely different person from the front and from the side. It's absolutely astonishing.
It's like I always say, people, you know, we get people to be in the witness protection program here. We make you disappear so you don't ever have to look the same ever again. So your husband thought you were pretty hot there, as he should, and then voila, you got pregnant. So at first, you tried to stay in shape, and you kept on exercising and eating right. But what happened towards the later part of your pregnancy? I thought you did fairly well, to be honest, but once you had the baby, you were a mother functioning on very few hours of sleep. So tell the audience, you know, what was that like for you, being a new young mother, working full-time, etc.?
Yeah, so priorities change after, you know, being a mother. It's all about the baby, and it's very difficult to find time. So the initial first couple of months, you know, obviously I was dedicating more of my time with my son, and I did try hitting the gym once in a while and, you know, follow the nutrition. But at the same time, I was also nursing, so my appetite was, like, really big, and I always wanted to just, like, stuff in whatever I came across. But at the same time, I knew how difficult it was to lose all the extra weight. So I was trying to eat clean, though I was eating, you know, more calories, though my calorie intake was more than the regular intake. I was trying to eat healthy, and I was trying to, you know, not gain more weight just to make it more difficult.
Yeah, but after all of that, in the end, you still were pretty heavy there after, you know, you got pregnant there and had your baby, because you were so caught up in trying to, you know, put the baby first, of course. And so what did you look like at the end of that?
So I think throughout my pregnancy, I was okay because I followed the Armageddon weight loss program until I was 6 to 7 months pregnant. And this program, I mean, it gave me the customized version for pregnancy. So I was still working out, and I still had like workarounds for my strength training. So that was very good. And I could sustain some of it. I mean, if I did not work out, I'm sure I would have gained more weight. The challenging part was after the baby. That's when I started gaining weight because I was nursing, and obviously I was eating more than my regular intake. So, and then I went to India on a vacation for about like 5 to 6 months, and that's where I gained a lot of weight. So post-pregnancy, I ended up gaining about like 20 pounds, and it was 20 plus 15 with a baby, so almost I gained about 30 to 35 pounds. And when I thought that, okay, it's done, my son is like a year old now, I have to get back to my pre-pregnancy weight, that's when I started thinking that I have to lose weight again.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Manasa Reddy, IT professional and mom to a new 20-month-year-old baby boy.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne. So today's show topic is, I love my kids, but I hate what childbirth has done to my once beautiful body. Our guest today is Manasa Reddy, IT professional and mom to a 20-month-year-old Armageddon baby. So that's what we're calling your baby, Manasa, an Armageddon baby, because it was built. We built your good body. You got pregnant. You lost your weight. Your baby's healthy. So, we're naming your kid Armageddon. So let's continue our conversation. So I know very well that you love to sleep. It's an inside joke. You know, you used to tell me how much you love to sleep, but then actually after you got pregnant, you didn't have a lot of sleep then. And so it was pretty hard trying to manage taking care of a baby on just a few hours of sleep. And of course, your weight began creeping up post-pregnancy. So, you know, tell me a little bit more about that. Share with the audience, what was that like not really sort of having as much sleep and having to try to figure things out for yourself?
Well, actually, it's not, once you have the baby, I'm the first, he's my first kid, and this is a first time pregnancy or being a mother for me. So priorities change. Initially, before baby, I had all time to myself, but after the baby, everything revolves around him, and sleep was not a big deal. I still used to get sleep for about 5 to 6 hours at a stretch, and I was happy with that because though it is tough without sleep, what the result that you get, you know, when.
So while this was going on, how were you feeling about your post-baby body?
When I looked myself into the mirror after post-pregnancy, I had gained more weight, and I was again not fitting into the clothes that I used to. My abs, you know, looked different from what it used to be, and it was not the same because I also had the epidural, so my back wasn't feeling the same. So I knew that I had to put in a lot of hard work to lose all the weight, and at the same time, I did not have much time. My priority has changed, and I knew that, you know, as a mom, I need to dedicate more time for my son, but at the same time, I also have to be physically active to, you know, be able to spend quality time with my family. So I knew both of them were like equally important. So I just made time for myself somehow and tried to work this out. This time it took me longer than it took me the first time, but still, since I followed the program as I did before, it did still work for me.
So were you worried at some point that maybe you might not be able to get back to your pre-baby body, you know, that hot fit body that you have, which a lot of women, you know, it's our show topic today, you know, talk about that. A lot of women who actually get pregnant and have babies afterwards, it kind of, what they say, it wrecks their body. So they don't really have the same body that they had before. So were you worried that maybe you would never be able to get back to looking the way that you looked before?
Not really, because I did have the experience and I knew what works for me, because with this program, I have the confidence that there's no way that you can escape weight loss if you follow the program religiously. So what if I never went through this program before I got pregnant? I would have been overweight and then got pregnant. It would have been very difficult for me to lose weight. So at least I was in a good shape when I got pregnant. So, you know, no regrets. I mean, it would have just been more difficult with all that extra weight adding up. So I knew if I don't lose it now, then it'll just get even worse. So and I knew that, you know, what can be done to lose weight, because this is not something that you just learn it for 1 or 2 years and then you know, lose it. It's something that you learn the nutrition, the nutrition and the weight loss exercise and all that you do. It's just good for your lifetime. So definitely, I was not very apprehensive about losing weight. I knew that I knew what had to be done, and all I knew that I had to do was just take some time from my regular routine to work out and get back to shape.
Damn it, Jennifer, I hate when our program works so well. She's like, I know how to get this done. I'm well educated about it. So let's change the subject a little bit there. Are there any issues for weight and being overweight that runs in your family, like family history, or your parents, or siblings, or aunties, or friends, or overweight?
Well, my brother is actually a model, and he participates in all these international fashion weeks back in India, so I'm really proud of him. But with weight, heavyweight, I mean, my aunt, my dad's sister, she's... I got her body type, and she's always been overweight. So when I was a kid, I mean, my family used to always like tease me that I'll be like, you know, overweight and I'll be fat when I reach her age. So
kids, kids.
That's what, yeah.
Kids are mean.
So that's one of the things. But otherwise, my mom and my dad, my parents are both like, good. I mean, they're fine. They're not like very overweight or anything. My mom, at least, she's good. But my dad, with his work pressure and all, he's gained some weight in the last couple of years.
So how is weight loss treated in India, especially for older women?
Women in India, I think after they hit a certain age, like 40, 45, their priorities, they think that it's only about, you know, it only revolves around their family. I mean, it's just sad that they don't take out much time for themselves. And taking a brief walk in the park or something like, you know, some minimal fitness routine, they think that might, I mean, that will help them lose weight. And the Indian food is like, again, different. I mean, you can customize and make the Indian food healthy, but if you're just eating what the classic Indian food, again, it obviously will, I mean, you'll just end up gaining weight. So I think that nutrition information is like missing over there, and then not spending much time for themselves is a drawback back in India. I mean, it is changing, but again, I don't think they have the right knowledge in there for losing weight and being fit.
Well, it's so different here in the States. You know, it's just a completely different mentality about weight loss. You know, it's almost like expected that you're going to get your body back. You know, you look at the celebrities. But for you, losing a ton of weight and then getting pregnant and then losing the post-pregnancy weight again, how did that make you feel?
I used to feel good. I know how I used to feel when I lost all the weight before pregnancy. So and I wanted to feel the same way. So that is the reason why I wanted to just get rid of the baby weight. And I mean, being in this shape always makes me feel healthier and also very active. So I feel good about myself now, and I know that, you know, when I vision myself, this is how I am in my mind all the time.
Well, my next question was going to be, well, what does your husband think of you going through, you know, the weight loss and then the weight gain and then the weight loss again? But then I thought about it and go, on second thought, we already know what happened last time. You got pregnant. So let's move on. So as you know, the latest weight loss fitness rage in the United States is go vegan. And Manasa, there's tons of vegetarians in India, right? And as I've said to one of our Indian clients a few weeks back, Geetha, who was on our show, who is also from India, I said, I guess there are no overweight people in India since going vegan is the answer. So are there overweight people in India, Manasa?
There are overweight people in India, but vegetarian or non-vegetarian, it doesn't really matter. It's like what you eat and how balanced your meal is what that matters. I mean, you can still eat vegetarian and gain weight. I mean, see, sweets are all vegetarian. Milk, I find milk is vegetarian. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter what if you're a vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Eating a balanced meal, having the right amount of, you know, protein, carbs, and fats, and, you know, vegetables, fruits, everything in a balanced way is what that really matters, actually.
So what do you think about Armageddon Weight Loss having a team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts that developed the program? And how did that make the program different from all the other ones that you tried in the past?
As I said, the knowledge that you get from the Armageddon Weight Loss program, I mean, there's no way that it can escape from the weight loss and your goals if you are really following it as it is. I mean, you have a customized diet plan for your body type and customized workout routine for everybody. So it just works out good, and you'll learn the nutrition science and the science for the weight loss. So, I mean, that's something that you'll carry for the rest of your life, and also teach. I mean, you once you lose weight, you also get to be the mentor for all your friends and family, because they know you look good and they'll come and ask you how you feel and how you got to that. So definitely, you know, what you learn from this program is very beneficial and something that is good for the lifetime.
Well, Manasa, thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Our medical and scientific board of advisors who helped to develop Armageddon Weight Loss includes 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, gastroenterology doctor, physical therapist, registered dietitian, champion athletes, and more people than I can list right now who are part of our team. Over 50% of Armageddon Weight Loss clients work in the medical field. Yes, folks, numerous doctors, scientists, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses, and even a highly qualified registered dietitian all use Armageddon Weight Loss when they personally want to lose weight and get in shape. Here's what I want you to think about. If doctors, nurses, registered dietitians, and physical therapists are all using this program, you know it works, because these are typically the people you go to when you want to get medical advice. They're coming to us when they want to personally get in shape, and not only are they coming to us, they're also sending their patients, clients, and colleagues. We're also very excited that we're now able to help to make a contribution to type 2 diabetics. If you're pre-diabetic or you're type 2 diabetic, Armageddon Weight Loss Program has a process that's called chronic remission. It's where we can get you off your medication and keep you off your medication. So you want to reach out to us if you're a type 2 or pre-diabetic. Plus, don't forget, we do an awesome job getting rid of cellulite, toning your arms, getting beautiful legs, and of course, six-pack abs. We're the real deal, folks. We also have people who are very busy. Like, go check out our cardiovascular surgeon, who's very busy, and he has a six-pack ab. You check out our nurse practitioner. She has a six-pack ab. The best way to think about it is, when you think of Armageddon Weight Loss, think about a place that you go to achieve success. So that's ArmageddonWorld.com. That's our website, ArmageddonWorld.com. It's a blue website. When you get there, you will know that you've arrived at the right website, because you'll see people from all walks of life that have actually achieved amazing results. Thank you for joining me for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. My name is Bruce Wayne, and stay fit.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.